All right, good morning, Rabbi Osei. Let us begin. So we are picking up Emir Tzashem in Sif Lamed Aleph, Os Lamed Aleph today. So Rabbi Tzadik writes as follows. Well, so if you remember again, once in Lamed, Rabbi Tzadik introduced his teachings, which were really quite dramatic and beautiful, with the story of Rabbi Yossi in the Churva. Right, in Rabbi Yossi going ahead and going into Davin. In the Churva, going into Davin in the ruins. And Reb Tzadik's idea that you see from here, that sometimes if you see someone who's performing a mitzvah, albeit not in the best way, but the person is trying their best and the person is putting in the effort, sometimes to leave it alone. A very, very profound life you sowed about to know when to say something to someone in a constructive fashion versus when to leave things alone, as evidenced by Eliyahu HaNavi allowing Rabbi Yossi to continue his tefillah. So in Lamed Aleph, Reb Tzadik continues to learn something incredible from this Gemara. So we'll say, take a look. Let's start actually in the Bi'uri HaChasidus. I sent it out to you yesterday on the chat. It's Os Lamed Aleph, page Ayin Aleph, left-hand side. Old Yesh Lilmod Mehabraisa HaMuvas La'el. Says Reb Tzadik, there's something else to be learned from the Braisa that we began yesterday. Kimash Amar Eliyahu L'Rabbi Yossi. So we'll say, remember, after the initial exchange between Rabbi Yossi and Eliyahu HaNavi, so Eliyahu HaNavi tells Rabbi Yossi, the truth is, what you should have done, meaning going forward, is you should daven on the road. Remember, Eliyahu was telling Rabbi Yossi, you should not have gone into the ruin. So remember, again, about say the Gemara gets into there. There's a whole discussion. What's the problem with going into the ruin? So there's a discussion of Mea Chashad, that often that's where immoral activity would take place, or Mipnei Hamapoles, a fear of collapse of the rubble. So Eliyahu HaNavi tells Rabbi Yossi, you really should daven on the road. To which Rabbi Yossi responded, but I was afraid that if I daven on the road, I would get interrupted by pedestrian traffic. To which Eliyahu tells Rabbi Yossi, you could daven at Tefillah Kitzara. Daven a tefillah kitzara, just daven a shorter tefillah, and that's it. So he goes on, he says, She'in la adam lehispala ba'arichus, b'makum she'efshar lehisbalbel ba'emtsa. I will say, what a profound yisoh. So says Reb Tzadik, what Eliyahu is teaching Rabbi Yossi is, in general, you shouldn't daven a long and protracted tefillah when there's the possibility of getting interrupted in the middle. Better not to daven a long protracted tefillah when there is the possibility of getting interrupted in the middle. Ella, adif lo sheyispalo sham tefillah kitzara. Rather, again, when there is the potential or the fear of getting interrupted in the middle, better to daven a shorter shmona esrei kedei shelo yispal belba, in order that you should not go ahead and get mixed up. Which, again, Posey is a very logical thing to say. See, Eliyahu HaNavi is saying, if you know there's the possibility that you're going to get interrupted in the middle of your tefillah, so better to daven something shorter without interruption than to daven something longer and run the risk of interruption. But look what Reb Tzadik does. Haklal, ki haklal hu kimo she'amru haposkim, tov lomar ma'at tachnunim bekavano, meharbos tachnunim belo kavano. Because what says, Reb Tzadik points out, this is actually a din in Shulchan Aruch. The din in Shulchan Aruch is, it is better to say a little bit with Kavana than to say a lot without Kavana. In general, like Rabbi Sayyid, which makes sense, the whole yisod of tefillah is one of connection. That's the whole essence of tefillah's connection. So at the end of the day, better to say a little bit with connection, a little bit with Kavana, than a lot without Kavana. Actually, if you look in footnote Reish Peites, he quotes the Tur, Zelosh Nator, Echad Hamarba Ve'echad Hamam It, so remember, the lashon of the Torah is whether you say a lot or whether you say a little. The ikar is that you daven with kavana. Ki tov ma'at bekavana, meharbos bahem shalo bekavana. Because a little bit with kavana is much better than a lot without kavana. The kasef hashle quotes over here the shlo. The ashre ish asher omer tehillim bekavana saliv. Lo kimo b'dor hazesh omer merutza. So the shlo says, actually the shlo, he comments, he says, and praiseworthy is the person who says tehillim with kavana. Not like today that people say tehillim quickly. Alkin ani omer tov ma'at bekavana meharbo shelo bekavana. So therefore, again, Rabbi Yossi, the Shla says, better to say a little bit with kavana than a lot without kavana. So that's the concept of the tour. So it's interesting. Rabbi Tzadik says, where does this concept comes from? See, interestingly enough, he attributes this concept to Eliyahu HaNavi. Really, really quite fascinating. This concept comes from Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi was the one who told Rabbi Yossi, it's okay, even if you have to daven outside, you're afraid you're going to get interrupted by pedestrian traffic, just daven a shorter tefillah. Because a shorter tefillah with greater kavanah is better than more without kavanah. So Rabbi Tzadik takes it over in a different way. He says, V'chein b'chol inyan uzman she'adam mutrad bo. What says Rabbi Tzadik, lest you think that Eliyahu HaNavi's advice only applies to when there is the fear of getting interrupted by pedestrian traffic, this applies to any situation where a person is preoccupied. So listen to this. See, Rabbi Yossi says, I went into the ruin to daven because I was afraid that I would get interrupted by ovrei drachim. So what are ovrei drachim? Ovrei drachim literally are passerbys. Passerbys. So Rabbi Tzadik says, haromzim al hirhurim. You know, I will say sometimes there's a general fear of getting interrupted by ovrei drachim. So passerbys, pedestrian traffic. But the pedestrian traffic often that we have to go out and contend with, Rabbi Tzadik, is what? Are thoughts that should not be going through my head at the time of davening. Now, he's not talking about anything illicit or anything immoral. He's talking about what happens when you're davening all the time. I mean, to I think many of us, which is just you start thinking about other stuff. Just think, stuff comes in my mind. I have this going on today, I have that going on today, I have this deadline, this obligation, this reality. So says something so beautifully. So many times we're davening and we're concerned about the ovrei drachim. I'm concerned about the passerbys. Those are the thoughts that go through my mind at the time that I'm davening. Shame ovrim umafriyam la'adam bidrachim. Those go ahead, they bother a person. They interrupt a person on the road. Hainu l'kayim mitzas Hashem yisbarach shehein derech hamelech shal olam. Verhurim umachshavos zaros. Elu novim min achalal hasmali shebaliv. Hamalei damanefesh habehemes. V'yesh la'adam chashash. Shema Yafsiku, we're not going to get into the Rapsalix there, but left hearted label, leave that for a different time. But what's the concern? The concern is that those thoughts are going to interrupt my journey of tefillah. So, do you hear how beautiful this is? So, Rapsalix is saying that the conversation between Eliyahu HaNavi and Rabbi Yossi is an incredible metaphor for the struggles that all of us go through. So, what Rabbi Yossi was saying was, Rabbi Yossi is saying, I went inside to the ruin to go ahead and daven. I had good intentions because I did not want to be interrupted by the ovrei drachim, the pedestrian traffic. Eliyahu says, better to daven on the road, even though there's a risk you may go ahead and get interrupted. Just daven a shorter davening. So Rabbi Tzadik says, what do you see from here? Rabbi Tzadik wants to highlight the idea that tov ma'at bekavana meharbe below kavana. It's better to go ahead and daven a shorter Shmona Esrei on the road, right? And know that you're going to get Kavana. Then ultimately, what? Daven a longer Shmona Esrei and potentially get interrupted. So Rabbi Tzadik says two things. Number one, person has to be conscious of themselves. You know, some people obviously have longer attention spans. Some people have shorter attention spans. Some people could go ahead and daven a longer Shmona Esrei, a longer davening, and they're not going to get interrupted by anything. And other times what happens? A person gets interrupted relatively easily or loses their train of thought relatively easily. So a person has to know themselves. The goal is to daven bekavano. That's the goal. And if that requires you to daven a tefillah kitzara a little bit shorter so that you could keep kavana for the amount of time that you are davening, it is better to do. So we'll say, what an incredible idea. Because so often, unfortunately, in the chinuch that we receive, it's all about quantity and very little about quality. And here, Eliyahu HaNavi himself is telling you it's all about quality. Now, remember, a person has to be honest with themselves. Sometimes a person hears this, this is great, fantastic. You know, if I'm honest with myself, I'm a Shema Shmona Esrei kind of guy. That's all I can do with Kavana. So you have to be honest also. Maybe that's what I can handle now, but if I work a little bit more on myself, I could daven a little bit more. So in Achinami, the goal is, of course, to daven the entire davening. But there's a reality that sometimes it's difficult for me to maintain proper kavana. So at the end of the day, says Eliyahu HaNavi, then better to go ahead and daven a tefillah kitzara, where you could go ahead and maintain proper kavana throughout davening. Well, so I think there's another yisod. With this, we'll conclude. If you notice again what happened, Rabbi Yossi went ahead and decided to go into the ruin, because he'll say, what was distracting his kavana? What was distracting his kavana, or potentially distracting his kavana? People. People. So where did he go? He chose to go to a place where there are no people. People say, isn't it incredible how much you could relate to this? Sometimes people say, you know, I daven with a lot more kavana when I'm by myself than when I daven with a group. So Eliyahu Navi says, that might be true, but that's not tefillah. Tefillah is when you daven on the road and you daven with other people. The most important dynamic of tefillah is to be with tzibur, is to be together with the collective. Because then what your tefillos can't accomplish on your own, the rest of the tzibur could lift you up. This is the whole yisod. You know, sometimes we forget that there's a power in numbers, because sometimes there are things that I need in life that I don't have the requisite merit to go out and get, but you're next to me, and you do. And sometimes you need things in life, and you can't carry your own tefillah, but I could help you carry it. So Rav Yossi says, I thought I would have the most kavana if I just go into the ruin, just me and God. Me and God, that's the best sublime tefillah experience. And Eliyahu says, you know, just try harder on the road. And even if it means that you daven a little bit less, never give up the power of being bitzibor. Never give up the power of being with the collective. You know, I have this conversation with this really, I have this conversation with my children. You know, whenever we go to Eretz Yisrael, so I always like to daven all the time, but especially Shabbos night, Friday night by the Kotel. You know, Kabbalah Shabbos at the Kotel is incredible. So my kids have remarked to me over the years, like, it's such a bahala, like it's such a circus. Like, if you go there, especially during the summertime, there's a million minyanim going on, and you daven each one and you get hit by this and hit by that, then move this way, move that way. They say, how do you ever have kavana davening here? I said, you know, sometimes kavana means different things. Sometimes kavana means being able to close your eyes and shed tears with every single word. Sometimes kavana means feeling connection. And sometimes kavana means davening with Klal Yisrael. And even if your actual attentiveness to the prayer is a little bit less, there's a power to being with your people. There's a power to being part of the collective. There's a power of not being by yourself or being with a smaller group or being on the periphery. But there's a power to being with the tzibur. That's what, and again, let's say, this is Reb Tzadik. What's incredible, where does it come from? Who teaches us this lesson? Eliyahu HaNavi. Because Rabbi Yossi says, you know, I would have a better davening in the churva. And by the way, it could be that he wasn't alone. Maybe they weren't there. Maybe there were none of the guys there also. I don't know. But at Lamais, I'd have a better time, you know, over here. And Rabbi says, no. You daven in public. You daven with the tzibur. And even if it means that your tefillah suffers a little bit, the koach tzibur, the merit of the tzibur, will make up for any deficiency in your kavanah. All right, the boss, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem Siflamid Beis tomorrow.